When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. We love the R&B. We like to kick off your weekend with a funky Friday. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru just jumped out of the TARDIS. He doesn't have his ostrich head on, though. Esmeralda Leon is Esmeralda the Heart Melda. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki, and we'll do Fly Jams after this. Yeah. That's right, man. Fly. Yeah. See, we conveniently, Dan Shagru, who's not here right now because DJ Shagru is here, on Wham Wednesday, conveniently forgot to play Wham Bumps on Wham Wednesday, so I wanted to fix that here on Fly Jams Friday. And that is Bad Boys by Wham, and it's Fly. That's a Fly song. Now, DJ Shagru, you disagree. You do not think that Bad Boys is Fly.
I do not think it's Fly. There are Fly elements, but not a Fly jam.
Esmeralda, Bad Boys?
I thought that was a woman singing.
Well, there was. That second part was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is.
I was going to say, goodness.
No, but George Michael sings that. He there's a woman on the song.
It's very on the fence of a Fly jam.
No, it's Fly. It has hopped over the fence into Fly land.
Mm.
It is.
It could be dangling.
It is prancing in the fields of Fly land right now as we speak.
Its pants got stuck on the fence.
It did not.
It's dangling.
You know why?
There.
It wasn't wearing pants. That's why. It's like that guy in Oregon running around in the wheat. He wasn't in Oregon. He was in what state was he in? But he was running around. He's from Oregon.
What, Kansas?
Kansas, yeah. He was running around in the wheat fields naked. Just like Bad Boys, the Fly song by Wham.
I mean, is there a joke there with it being George Michael and all? That his pants got caught?
His pants got caught. Well, no, that would have to be a roadside toilet, a roadside men's room. Right? That's where he got busted, right?
Yeah, public toilets.
By the way, he did a great song. Like in 2000, after that happened, like in early 2000, he did a fantastic song where in the video he was like a butch, you know, cop in a men's room, and he's acknowledging how he got busted. And I can't remember the name of the song. It's awesome, and it's Fly, like most of George Michael's stuff. But like and because he was like, for a long time, George Michael was in the closet. And, like, didn't acknowledge that he was gay. Like, a lot of, I knew a lot of women who loved George Michael who were like, man, he's hot. I love him. And, yeah. And then I was like, okay, that's cool. But he never really acknowledged it. And then when he got busted in that bathroom, he did this song where, like, the entire video took place in a men's stall. And it's awesome. It's him dressed up like he looks like a stripper because he's George Michael. And you know how, when male strippers show up at bachelorette parties, they're trying to be dressed as cops, and they got the short shorts on and the. Do you know what I'm talking about, Esmeralda?
Yes.
And they clearly are not wearing the correct uniform that a policeman would wear.
Right.
They're clearly stripper policemen. That's what George Michael is wearing in this video, and it's a fantastic song. So, Wham, Fly. I don't know whether people agree with me or not. We'll have to find out.
Esmeralda could independently verify because she also sees the texts. We've received two. Both vote no Fly.
I don't understand what's happening.
Small sample size. You
I don't
still
understand what's happening.
Plus us. I mean, that's a lot.
Four, but
I don't understand what's wrong with people. You people don't understand what Fly is. Now, my next request... I can understand if people don't think that one's Fly. I love it. It's a great song. I don't necessarily know if it's Fly. I chose it because Dan chose to ignore Wham Wednesday.
Make that mistake again.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's try this. What's this? This guy's name is Slats? All right. Slats requests this.
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile.
Al Green, baby. Al Green covering Oh, Pretty Woman. Fly. Very fly. We can't argue that. That's Al Green. There will be no argument regarding the flyness of Al Green. No way. And speaking of no argument about fly, 512 area code.
I'm a love man. Call me the love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me. I'm a love man. I'm 6 feet 1, weight 210. Long hair and 30 past 10. A long leg and I'm a outsider. Hey, look out, I'm gonna take you out, 'cause I'm a love man. That's what they call me. I'm a love man.
Otis. Otis, man. That's about as fly as it gets right there. If you look up the word fly in the dictionary, Otis. It just says Otis. That's it. They don't describe the insect. They don't describe what a plane does. It just says Otis. All right. Let's see. I get some requests. Here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
Hey, man.
Hey, I got a question for you. Next week, we're going to do some Christmas fly jams. What about Christmas Day? Are you working that day? Or are you
no, no, no. I'm a full-time employee now, Harold. I get those days off.
I figure. So are we going to do it on Thursday?
No, we're going to do it on – when are we doing it? We're doing it
– we will do it on
the
18th, Friday,
right?
The 18th.
Yeah, the 18th.
That'll be our Fly Jam.
A week from today will be our Fly – and by the way, get your Fly Jam Christmas requests in right now. We want Christmas Fly Jam. So start texting them in right now at 312-981-7200. Christmas Fly Jams. We're going to have a Fly Jam Christmas a week from today. So it'll be a week from today, Harold.
This will be both weeks in, but I know Christmas is out on Friday. So, okay, here we go. As far as and just be good to me.
All right, just be good to me. Yeah. SOS band, very you know, fly, what, very fly.
You know how I picked that one was a couple times I saw the Richard Pryor
Here and Now, video. Here and Now.
It's then at the end they played it, and I says, you know what? I'm gonna call it in one day for Fly Jam.
It is in the concert movie. It's at the beginning credits and at the end. Richard Pryor, Here and Now. Yep.
Yes, yeah, it's an instrumental version, but it's awesome.
All right, thank you, Harold.
Every
great
weekend.
Song, yeah. SOS band, Be Good to Me, is in fact in the Richard Pryor concert film from 1983 called Richard Pryor Here and Now. All right, here's Biker Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, Nick. Let's go with a Fifth Dimension deep cut. Last night I couldn't get to sleep at all.
All right. Fifth Dimension. Great band. Great band, Fifth Dimension. A lot of great songs. All right, Don. Thank you, buddy. Take care. I remember that song was used in, you guys are too young to remember Dickie Goodman. Nobody remembers Dickie Goodman. I'm sure the people who are around my age, maybe a little bit older, know who Dickie Goodman. Dickie Goodman was this guy who did novelty records in the 60s and 70s, where he would, like he did a thing called Mr. Jaws, where he would, like, go, hey, I'm here at the Amity Island on the beach interviewing people. And then he would go, hey, did you see the shark? And then the answer to the question would be a clip from a song. Like, they would play, like, whatever hot song was there, that would be the... Like, were you nervous when you saw the shark? Oh, I had my 19th nervous breakdown from the Stones. That would be the answer. So that was the setup. It was like Dickie Goodman was this wacky novelty record guy, and he would take clips from songs. And that I tried my best from the Fifth Dimension. That, oh, I tried my best when she sings that. That was an answer on one of the Dickie Goodman records that I remember when I listened to over and over as a kid. Because when I was a kid, I thought Dickie Goodman was a genius. That man was a genius, Dickie Goodman. Go back and look up the extensive, brilliant discography of the one and only Dickie Goodman. All right. News is next. Wham, baby. Fly. Well, that really is an 80s-sounding keyboard, isn't it? Shocker that that song was recorded in 1984. I love Wham. All right, now, see, I can see you arguing, DJ Shagru, that this song doesn't necessarily fit into the Fly Jam mold. Okay, that I can understand. But I still think Bad Boys absolutely fits under the umbrella of Fly. So, there you go. I'm surprised, Dan, DJ Shagru, that you did not wear your ostrich face as part of your new, in addition to your outstanding outfit that you wear as DJ Shagru.
After those songs, I'm ready to stick my head in the sand.
And put your hands in there. All right. Well, that's Nick DiGilio here on Fly Jams Friday, where we play Fly R&B. Here's Trucker Phil wanted this one.
They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. Lord, someday. You and me. At the doggy.
That's Fly. James Carr, The Dark End of the Street. Thank you, Trucker Phil. God, I haven't heard that song in many a moon. Esmeralda, do you know who Dickie Goodman is?
No. I do not.
I feel so alone in the world.
You are.
I'm the only person who knows who Dickie Goodman is.
I'm sure there's a couple people.
Comedic genius. Dickie
still
Goodman.
Still alive?
I don't know if Dickie Goodman is still alive. I hope he's still alive. Dickie Goodman had, and I'm telling you, his wacky songs were hits. He did one on the energy crisis. Boy, am I dating myself right now, man. He did one on the energy crisis. He did Mr. Jaws. He did a few of them.
Unfortunately, Dickie is no longer with us.
Oh, when did Dickie Goodman pass away?
1989. Young man.
Oh,
ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
He died in 1989? Oh, Dickie Goodman. I miss Dickie Goodman. I wonder if anybody ever picked up the mantle of Dickie Goodman and continued to do wacky novelty records using songs as clips of songs as dialogue and punchlines. What is DJ Shagru laughing about now? What are you laughing about now?
Text from the 708. Despises Star Wars, loves Whams, only Nick.
That's right, baby. That's right. I would be very conflicted if George Michael did a song for the Star Wars movie. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do.
What if George Michael at the end of The Force Awakens comes out with a lightsaber and saves the day for everybody?
Okay, then it's going to be the greatest film ever made.
Wow.
Or at least the last 3 minutes of it. You know? First 120, I'm sure, is going to suck. But if George Michael shows up in the last 3 minutes of the Star Wars movie, it will save not only that movie, but the entire franchise will be saved.
By George Michael.
That's right.
All right.
That's what that needs. If you want to improve Star Wars, put George Michael in it.
Somebody call J.J.
Call J.J. Abrams. You know what somebody referred to him as? No, you know what it was? It was on last week's SNL, which, by the way, was a fantastic SNL. Let me just say, the strongest SNL of the year was the Ryan Gosling SNL. Not only was Weekend Update good, not only did they have a good musical guest, speaking of fly jams.
He is good.
Yeah, Leon like Bridges. Yeah. He's good, man. But they had Anthony Caspino, who is the character that Bobby Moynihan plays. He's the guy who gets the news secondhand. Yeah, pretty sure it's you know, he does that. Mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling came out with him as his brother, with the mustache and everything, and they referred to him as Jar Jar Abrams. And they referred to him as Jar Jar Abrams. Which I think is pretty hilarious. All right, let's go to the next one. Here is Fly Jam. It's Fly Jam, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Dickie Goodman did Santa and the Satellite. It's on Dr. Demento's first Christmas album.
Yeah, see.
Him in for next week.
Dickie Goodman, well, that's not really Fly. Unless he uses Fly songs in it, see, Bob. Because,
yes.
You know. But you remember Dickie Goodman, right?
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah, Dickie Goodman rules. All right, we have to. You
Wham
know what?
Did a Christmas song. Wham did last Christmas.
Wham did Last Christmas, and I know that you know I'll have to play that during next week because next week is when I bust out the Christmas bumps. I'll have to play that because I'm sure that DJ Shagru has had his fill of Wham for the rest of his life.
Well, you know, next week would be Whitesnake Wednesday.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then unfortunately, I'll be off for Wham Wednesday the following week. That was not planned at all, I swear.
You won't be here for Wham Wednesday on the 23rd. Yeah, that'll be the 23rd.
So, Nick, you should make him a mixtape.
You want some Wham? I can give you some Wham, if you're sure.
440, everybody.
I didn't even think of that. I swear to God, it didn't even, out of context, didn't even enter the issue. All right. Okay, Bob, what do you got this week, my friend?
Well, in honor of your dad's 100th joke, I thought I'd play a song this morning back from his era, back when you were a twinkle in his eye.
Uh-huh.
This is a kind of a unique song because it's pre-Beatles, and it's not doo-wop from the 50s. It's a number one hit from the summer of 63 by a group called the Essex. There are four guys and a girl who met in the Marines. This song's called Easier Said Than Done.
All right. Bob?
You know that song?
Bob, I do know this song. I am not kidding you, Bob. Dickie Goodman used this song in one of his records. I swear to God. The punchline was easier said than done. Bob, I swear that Dickie Goodman, I can't remember what song, what novelty song it was, but Dickie Goodman used that.
It wouldn't surprise me. It was
number one. Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
How about that? Yeah, I loved your dad's horse jokes, especially Thank God and the Lone Ranger. Those were great.
Those are great. Okay, Bob, thank you, man. Yes.
Take care.
All right, see ya. By the way, if you did not hear the segment that we did Monday morning with my dad's 100th joke, it's as all of my show is podcast, and because of Dan Shagru, who's the best producer in the world, it's up. And if you want to check it out, go to WGNradio.com. It was great. We went back and replayed jokes 10 through 90 in multiples of 10. And by the way, Esmeralda, what's 9 times 9?
Hosa.
That's exactly right. and then my dad told his 100th joke, and it was great. We had a nice little message that Steve Cochran recorded because he's been on vacation this week. So Steve Cochran recorded a nice message, and it was great. My dad was thrilled, too. So anyway, that was fun. So check it out. It's on our It's on our Facebook page and our WGNradio.com. So let's check that out. All right, here's Willie on WGN. Hey, Willie.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Speaking of arguments, this is for all the ex-wives and ex-husbands. 992 arguments by the OJ.
This is great. Go ahead. Okay. Two people understand one another. Tell me how long does it take? 992 arguments. 992 with just a fight. 992. I'm sick of you. Yeah. I love that song, Willie. It's a great one. 992 arguments. It sounds a lot like Backstabbers.
it's off the Backstabbers album.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's what I'm saying. It sounds almost exactly like Backstabbers, and you know what? That's a good thing.
that is Fly. It's not Wham Jam.
Oh
Fly.
No, it's Fly. It's Fly. All right, thank you, Willie.
Thank you,
okay,
guys.
Take care. It's not Wham Jam Fly, as Willie said. You see? Wham Jam.
So Wham has its own category of Fly.
Yeah. Fly. That's their – they own it. Dan's just not – DJ Shagru is not having any of it. All right, last one. Don is on WGN. Hey, Don, go ahead.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
The Dickie Goodman, Easier Said Than Done, was in the gas shortage one. I just heard it last week on the radio.
Wait a minute. You heard that on the radio?
70s on 7 still plays his stuff.
And I knew it. God, that's so weird. Okay, what's your? I'm completely flabbergasted by the turn of events this morning. Okay, Don, what's your fly jam?
Well, I requested the original of this, but the remake that Big Head Todd and the Monsters did was equally good because John Lee Hooker did the vocals on it.
All right.
But it's Boom Boom.
Oh.
Would you home with me? Would you in my house? Boom, 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 boom. I love to see you walk up and down the floor.
All right. Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Derek. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Have a good week. 312-981-7200 for more texts. Send in your Christmas fly jams. Christmas fly jam is a week from today. All Christmas-related fly jams. Send your requests for Christmas fly jams. 312-981-7200 text, and we'll do it again next week.